Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. And every Wednesday at this time, we say hello to Coach Derek Mason of the Blue Raiders. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Man, it's Kennesaw week, man. We right back at it.
What'd you learn from last week? I know it was a tight game, and then it got away from you there at the end with Marshall. Obviously, you had weather delays and different things that you had to deal with, but I know you, and I know there is no such thing as an excuse. So what did you learn from your team?
Well, we let some things happen to us. I think, you know, man, Marshall's a good team, but what's happening to us is more self-inflicted than anything else. You know, you saw the big a penalty on fourth down, you know, man, trying to hurdle in a shield. And I think those things, it's hard enough to win ball games, but you can't beat yourself, okay? You playing two opponents is tough. That was the message to the team. Hey, let's plan on playing Kennesaw, playing our best game on the road. But we cannot beat Kennesaw and ourselves in the process. So let's play one opponent, and then let's put our efforts towards that, and that'll get us what we want.
When you look at a situation like having penalties or the discipline, little things that you can sit there and preach to your team, and I know you do it. I've heard you do it, that we can't do these things to beat ourselves, and yet they still happen. I know how frustrating that must be for you, but what is the answer? I know if you knew that, you'd probably fix it, but like I just – because I face it as a manager and what I do here, you ask somebody to do something, they don't do it, and it's like where is the message being lost?
Well, I think what happens is this, right? I think it can become like popcorn or loose change, right? Popcorn pops, you know, like kernels pop. They don't all pop at the same time. And so we have to be more succinct in terms of how we hear things, how we see things, and how we experience things. We don't need to keep experiencing the same things. You know, like if they've happened to one of us, they've happened to all of us. So let's make sure, man, that the cumulative knowledge, responses and sort of cultivation of like the experiences starts to lead us where we're trying to go. And that's what it is. I mean, it's still, it was the preseason. Now what we have is conference play. No margin, no room for error. Everything is still in front of us. It doesn't feel that way. You know, sometimes when you look at the 1-3, but the reality of it is we haven't played a conference game yet. And it starts this week with Kennesaw.
Talking to MTSU head coach Derek Mason on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And, Coach, you might have a different perspective because you get to watch the film and grade it. But from my viewpoint, I'm the positive guy. I'm telling you, I like the push your D-line is given every single game. Those guys are playing their tails off. They keep it up. I mean, they're going to break through because they're in every game, and they're pushing guys back and making plays. Am I reading that right?
You're reading it right. Look, that group has been dependable and solid week in and week out. And you know, like the rushing numbers may say differently, but it's not on that group. That group is doing a good job of building a wall. It's the edges, it's the fits, you know, like at times from the second level. And look, back end, we have to defend deep ball better, man. We've got to play the run better off the edges, and people are going to keep scratching, you know, where it itches. That's where the leakage is coming. But also on the positive side too, I saw some receivers come alive. I think this week getting Gamarion Carter back with that receiver crew and being able to go full throttle for us when we go to Kennesaw is something that I'm excited to see. We scored 28 and easily could have scored 35 or 42 points last week like without the penalties.
Oh, absolutely. You know, funny, Coach, all the way back to Pee Wee football and junior high and high school and college and on, I remember coaches always yelling at us, keep your feet moving, keep your feet moving. Jaquel Middlebrook takes that to heart because that young man, his feet keep going. That opening run of the game versus Marshall the other night, other runs that he had, that guy's a warrior. And he plays hard and he runs hard and he looks for contact. To me, that's a huge plus for your football team.
It is a huge plus. That's what I'm saying. I think this group – has gotten, you know, incrementally better when you talk about the offensive group, you know, each week. It started slow, but hopefully this thing just continues to heat up. right? And if it and if it trends the way it's been trending, I truly believe that this group, if we can minimize the penalties, maximize the performance, and continue to get everybody involved, this group is going to make some noise. Okay, but you got to get one first, and we've got one league game this week. That's Kennesaw State. So let's go.
Kennesaw took down Arkansas State, which is a pretty good football team. What from Kennesaw do you you must stop in order to win?
You know what? Their dual threat quarterback, Odom, is talented. I think he's a solid thrower. I think he's an extremely good runner. We've had to play running quarterbacks, and we found success in spurts. So the thing that we got to do is get this group behind the chains. They don't play behind the chains very much, so you got to get them behind the chains and get off the field on third down. So that's the tall task for the defense. Offensively, we got to put pressure on these guys. Okay, we've got to score early, often, and consistently.
Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck against Kennesaw. We'll obviously be pulling for it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Take care, Chase. Joe, let's get it.
Absolutely. Derek Mason joining us here on the program. Coach of the Blue Raiders. They take on Kennesaw State starting at coverage begins at 3:30 on Saturday on Totally Hits 93.3. Kickoff at 5. And you can listen to it there. And then the off week, and then they do their Wednesday games.
All through October, man. The 8th, 22nd, and the 29th.